Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Dan Campbell after the game. You know, in trying to provide a little bit of perspective here, Gator, I am not that worried about the offense, okay? I'm really not. I think that Ben Johnson has spent a couple years showing us he knows what he's doing. I think Jared Goff spent a couple years establishing a ton of credibility, and it's not like he didn't have bad games, and it's not like they didn't have bad games in the past. On the flip side of things, I also don't know that the defense has it all sorted out. Remember you gave that stat if they drop their points per game, 3 points a game, that takes them from bottom third to top third in the NFL? Yep. Well, it's back-to-back games where they've only allowed 20 points, which I believe has them in the top 10 of the NFL. I don't think that's all solved either. It's too early to make either of those calls or those statements, in my opinion, with a degree of accuracy. There is a lot of football left to be played. You could probably choose any two-game snippet of time last year where the offense looked bad or defense looked good. And this is how they started the season, against a couple of playoff teams. And it hasn't come without a hiccup here and there. But I'm not going to throw away a bunch of evidence that these guys can be pretty damn good offensively and just say they're in trouble. And I do have faith in Ben Johnson, and I do have faith in Jared Goff. And if others don't, that's fine. I struggle a little bit with play caller guy, but.
Well, it is obviously football is a game of adjustments. You see a lot of halftime adjustments and you see game to game adjustments, and the Lions are going to have to make their adjustments. All the people that have called in and said that the league has figured out Ben Johnson, I'm not buying it. Do I think that some teams have better game plans than others? Yeah. Do I think that the Bucs are one of those teams? You betcha.
You know, they had a really good game plan defensively.
They had a really good game plan defensively.
They won the day. 248-539-9797. Brandon and Shelby is next here on 97.1. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Okay.
So a couple callers ago, the guy was saying that he thought Campbell was doing what he was doing to save time. I don't think that's what he was doing. He was taking like dink and dunk plays, and he only had a minute 30 left. But he kept throwing short left, short right, you know, and it was working. Like, they were getting into the red zone, but at the same time, they never took any shots at the red zone, or I'm sorry, shots at the end zone.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns, is they had several drives, that stalled, and none of those drives resulted in throws into the end zone, and I'm not sure why. I would imagine it's because they weren't open, or it was taken away from them by the defense. But it wasn't there, and there was one play towards the end where they ran the ball. Or, sorry, they threw the ball, and Sam Laporta stayed in to block. So, you know, Laporta has not been really involved in the first 2 weeks of this season, and there's a question about that.
And real quick, can I throw in my champ and chump?
Sure.
So my champ, me and my brother are both huge fans. So Matt the Mailman out in Royal Oak, he says he's delivering all the time. Me and him are both big fans. And my chump is Michigan, because you see teams like Tennessee beating whoever they verse 73-0, 63-0. I don't want a 63-0, but I would at least take like a 45-10 or something.
Who is your champ?
My champ has been Matt the Mailman. So my brother, he's a mailman out in Royal Oak. Me and him have listened to you guys for years.
Okay, so you're champing your brother.
I'm champing my brother. He's awesome. He's listening right now.
Hi, Matt. Thank you. 248-539-9797. Here's Matt in St. Clair Shores, on 97.1. Hi, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Doesn't even sound like he's lit up.
Matt, hello. Double check of that. Let's go to Willie. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Willie.
Hey, fellas. Real quick, I just want to comment. One comment that I want to make as a fan. I disrespect Baker Mayfield. I don't think he's a very good player. I don't think they should have lost to Tampa Bay. Well, I would like to see how this team, since this is a Super Bowl or bust deal, I kind of want them to get that Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan mentality that, or even Aaron Rodgers back when he was with the Packers and Lambeau, no one should be coming to Detroit getting a victory. No team that has no Super Bowl aspirations this year outside of the 49ers and the Eagles, and I'm speaking NFC, should have no business beating us. We have Super Bowl aspirations. I don't want to hear about Todd Bowles and he's a great defensive coach and defense. I don't want to hear that. When you have Super Bowl aspirations, and this goes out to the coaching staff, the players, this is the year where you say, we get into the Super Bowl regardless. I don't care how many interceptions Jared Goff thrown. We're going to overcome that. No matter how many other bad plays or missteps, we're going to overcome that. Excuse me, fellas. And because you've seen it throughout Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant's career, any player or superstar from the other team that was less of them or any team that was less of them did not beat them. And I just want to see the Lions. When we play Kyler Murray next week in Arizona, there is no way Arizona should be given a cup card.
Nobody, Arizona what?
There's no way Arizona should do what, Willie? Oh, okay.
I have no idea what that last phrase was.
If he's going to write off Tampa Bay because he doesn't think Baker Mayfield's good and thinks Tampa Bay's no good and don't give Todd Bowles credit, do that at your own peril, man. Tampa Bay's a really good football team.
Baker's been playing extraordinarily well.
They were a playoff team last year that knocked off your Eagles and then lost to the Lions in the playoffs in a close game. So, and then they won this game. This was also a close game because their defense made more plays and made things confusing for the
everybody
Lions.
Everybody wants to hold serve at home. It is not a requirement to win the Super Bowl. But sure, everybody wants to hold serve at home. And Ford Field's still a tough place to play. It was perspiring again yesterday. They lost two games at home last year, though, right? Seattle and Green Bay?
Yes.
I mean, it's great, but it is not a requirement to win the Super Bowl to hold serve at home. It is helpful because it helps you with seeding, but 248-539-9797. Vince is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me. I just wanted to look at this from a different angle. You know, we hear everybody calling in saying it's Goff or it's Ben Johnson or it's Campbell. But, you know, my thought is perhaps they're playing with a limited playbook at this point in the season because they don't want to show all their cards for when they get it later on in the season, when they go to play the Bucks again or the Rams again. You know, Greg Maddux used to do that in the major leagues. He used to limit his pitches knowing that he was going to see these guys again in the playoffs, and that's really when the whole playbook is going to get opened up. It's just a different way of looking at it. I could be way off base, but I know that based on the coaches and the talent we have, this is a Super Bowl team. You know, Jared Goff shouldn't be taking the abuse that he's taken today. He's a hell of a quarterback. Is he worth the money? I don't know. But given the quarterbacks that are available, I think he's the right man for this team. Those are just my thoughts.
Well, I mean, we discussed on Friday's show how what happened last year in game two. They managed to bounce back from a game two loss to Seattle and make it to the NFC title game. We want this year's team to be better. We want this year's team to be different. But this wasn't a dooming loss. It's not helpful. But I do feel a sense of overreaction now. At the beginning of the show, I wasn't. But as the show has gone on, I feel like people call up and say, I'm not panicked, and then do nothing but panic.
You know, it's been two games where the Lions could have looked better. They came out of it 1-1. The only concern should be is, do you see anything that can be a real trend, you know? I don't. I feel I'm disappointed. I'm extremely disappointed in the red zone specifically with the Lions this past game. And I think they'll clean it up because I do believe in Ben Johnson. I do believe in Jared Goff. LaPorta hasn't even been a factor offensively. I think they were maybe a Frank Ragnow block away from winning this game, to be honest with you, which I thought was a great play call. It just wasn't executed.
The swing pass late in the game where Ragnow missed a guy who was on the inside that just missiled in and made a tackle.
And yeah, that play at worst, I think, was a first down. At best, could have been a game ending or, you know, game, you know, turnaround, like where they took the lead, game touchdown. But I'm not overly concerned. I think we're reacting to week two here, and some are taking it very seriously.
All right. Probably the worst decision made on the weekend was not by anybody in the Lions coaching staff. It was, it's not the worst decision, but I made a terrible decision.
Did you?
I made a god-awful decision. And when I start to explain what I did, there's going to be a whole segment of our audience going, no, you didn't. We will get to that today at 12:30 here on 97.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.